After 2 hours' train sleep, Dick felt renewed, and he approached the interview with Señor Pardo y Ciudad Real in good spirits. These interviews were much of a type. Often the sheer hysteria of the family representative was as interesting psychologically as the condition of the patient. This one was no exception. Señor Pardo y Ciudad Real, a handsome iron-gray Spaniard, noble of carriage, with all the appurtenances of wealth and power, raged up and down his suite in the Hôtel des Trois Mondes, and told the story of his son with no more self-control than a drunken woman. "I am at the end of my invention. My son is corrupt. He was corrupt at Harrow. He was corrupt at King's College, Cambridge. He's incorrigibly corrupt. Now that there is this drinking, it is more and more obvious how he is, and there is continual scandal. I have tried everything. I worked out a plan with a doctor friend of mine, sent them together for a tour of Spain. Every evening Francisco had an injection of cantharides, and then the two went together to a reputable bordello. For a week or so it seemed to work, but the result was nothing. Finally, last week, in this very room, rather in that bathroom," he pointed at it, "I made Francisco strip to the waist and lashed him with a whip." Exhausted with his emotion, he sat down, and Dick spoke. "That was foolish. The trip to Spain was futile also." He struggled against an upsurging hilarity. That any reputable medical man should have lent himself to such an amateurish experiment. "Señor, I must tell you that in these cases we can promise nothing. In the case of the drinking, we can often accomplish something with proper cooperation. The first thing is to see the boy and get enough of his confidence to find whether he has any insight into the matter." The boy with whom he sat on the terrace was about 20, handsome and alert. "I'd like to know your attitude," Dick said. "Do you feel that the situation is getting worse? And do you want to do anything about it?" "I suppose I do," said Francisco. "I am very unhappy." "Do you think it's from the drinking or from the abnormality?" "I think the drinking is caused by the other." He was serious for a while. Suddenly, an irrepressible facetiousness broke through, and he laughed, saying, "It's hopeless. At King's, I was known as the Queen of Chile. That trip to Spain, all it did was to make me nauseated by the sight of a woman." Dick caught him up sharply. "If you're happy in this mess, then I can't help you, and I'm wasting my time. No, let's talk. I despise most of the others, so..."